You are listening to a podcast by Reverend Didi Arikakith from the United Methodist Wesley Foundation Campus Ministry in Tucson, Arizona.
Have any of you guys heard of this, I don't know, sound website, Annoy a Teenager? Have you guys heard of this? Basically, it's a sound, and it was developed to kind of have parents annoy your teenager. And it was a frequency that older adults couldn't hear, but younger adults and children could. So parents would play this and drive their children crazy or annoy them. It was a great idea until the point that the tables got turned and all of these cell phone companies started taking this sound and marketing it as a ringtone. So one could be sitting in class and your phone would ring and the teacher, presumably, would not be able to hear it, but the student would. So why does this work? Well, you know, as you're a kid, your hearing is fantastic. And as you get older, you lose the ability to hear certain high-pitched frequencies. I listen to the tone. Yes, I can hear it, so none of the funny stuff tonight. The ringtones, I get it. But it got me thinking. I think about we all lose our ability to actually hear things. For the most part, all of us are going to have this problem. But what's interesting is that we don't even know that we've stopped hearing. Most of the people don't even notice, like by the time they get to that point where they stop hearing it, that they can't hear it anymore. For the last few weeks, I've been talking about why we worship. I've made fun, lightly, of some of those not so great church habits of why we come to worship, the whole attitude of what's in it for me. Or there's also those instant prayers that sometimes we have, like, dear God, fill in the blank, do this immediately, love me. So what kind of relationship is that? We come to worship to what? First week, what did we talk about? Give back to God. Absolutely. Praise God. Give back. Last week, we come to worship because community, absolutely, to share. Tonight I want to talk about we coming to worship to actually receive instruction. In other words, to listen. In our scripture, Mark 4 tells us to pay attention. In other words, take notice of what you're hearing and take notice of what you're not hearing in your week and your days that go on. Basically, fruitful hearers will hear more. And fruitless hearers will hear less. You might be seeing those folks that call themselves Christian, but are they if they've stopped listening to God? We might get so accustomed to not really listening that we've begun to hear less and less, and we don't really notice that we've heard less and less. Proverbs 2 helps us a little bit more with this quandary. The book of Proverbs is actually known as the wisdom books. Basically, wisdom. Wisdom to share, who got it, who can teach it, what do you do when you have it? And there's this profound respect for just God and the mystery and the gratitude and grandeur of this journey that we follow along the way to know more, to have more wisdom about God. So it's a divine gift, if we look at it that way, and a select few who are humble enough to come before God get to hear it. I think about it as asking questions. Do you ever hear that phrase? There's no dumb questions, right? And I truly believe that's true, because when we ask questions, we learn more. And the more we learn, the more questions we ask. And I think that that's a budding beginning to faith, to ask those questions and to grow with that. If we have stopped asking questions, we've stopped learning, maybe we've stopped hearing, and we've lost that ability to even hear. I love the vivid words in our scripture. God is teaching us how to tune in, cry for insight, raise voice for understanding, seek like silver, search for it as if it's a hidden treasure, measure you give will be the measure you get, and still more will be given unto you. Can we lose that hearing, that high-pitched frequency we have in our own bodies? Have we lost the ability to actually listen to God? A lot of times I find myself asking for a lot of things in my prayer, and I have a laundry list, and it's not all about me. I'll pray for my kid, my husband, and the world, and some situations I see in the news or just in my daily life that affect me, but I find myself not doing a whole lot of listening, not a whole lot of silent prayer, not a whole lot of asking for instruction and guidance, but more telling God what I'd rather receive and kind of negotiating that kind of path. Am I the only one? All right, I didn't think I was. You don't have to raise your hand. We're good. In Luke 18, verse 28, Peter asked Jesus what he and the other disciples would get for all the sacrifice they have made for him. If you think about that scripture, we all know what it's saying, basically. What did it for me, Jesus? Seriously, a disciple asked Jesus that. What's in it for me, Jesus, if I do all of these things? Not exactly what Jesus wanted to hear, even if it was from Peter. This humble openness to God, this idea that what we are receiving from God is a blessing, and it's the act of just receiving that fills us. The real reward is this relationship with God. This wisdom, this pursuing, that the more and more that we seek God, the more and more that will come. When we go in it asking for a finite amount of something, what did it for me, Jesus? Well, you'll get to live to your 75. But if you go in and keep saying more, Jesus, more, imagine all the things that will come over that time. When we negotiate, maybe one day you will negotiate. You're going to sit down for that job opportunity, and you'll look across the table, and the boss is like, I will give you $25 an hour plus benefits. And you say back across the table, what? What? You say?
More.
65. More? What do I have to do? All right. But why would you negotiate and say, you know what, I'm really only worth 15 and probably not the benefits? That's probably not a phrase you'd use. But do we do that with God? We tell God what we want without God saying, wow, I've got all of this to give. Just listen. Just allow me to guide you. Our minds, our human kind of brains can only think like this. And I have that faith to know that God at least can think well beyond me. So why negotiate with God and just say, 15 an hour and no benefits. That's good for me. Listen. Actively listen. Pushing ourselves to hear more about God. To trust that God knows more than we do. To have the faith to listen and to believe that God is going to take you on a path that may not be what you've planned out, but is going to be infinite with great wisdom and great gifts and great rewards. In worship, we have it built in. Time to listen. Right? Right? Sure. Have you guys heard of baptism? Yes? Okay, baptism. So this is our way of receiving God. We receive the grace of God. Communion. We come forward to receive the grace of God, this justifying and sanctifying grace of these two sacraments. But then we have prayer. And in our time, I really loved having some silent prayer to just listen. Sure, I have my laundry list, and I'll probably get to that tomorrow night. But I need to pause and just listen, asking God, what's next? As we come to worship, I encourage you all to come to have your hearts transformed and changed and not ask that question that Peter stupidly asked, but all of us wanted to, but instead to come forward and be open. praising God for what you have learned and been gifted with all week, praising and learning and sharing with each other, and listening for what God has in store for you next. Amen.